Good morning, Mick Towman. Yeah, that's a fair representation of what my headlights are like. About 6:40 a.m. about 30 minutes before the sun comes up. So, yeah, if I hadn't have had headlights, if I hadn't refitted this car with super bright fucking headlights, LED headlights, I'd be getting straight little square, rectangular little beams that go straight down the road. And because I'm now driving on the wrong side of the road, it actually makes it easier to see the roads that go off to the side, you know. Whereas if I didn't have the roads that went off, if I had the little square fucking beams that just went off to the side, I wouldn't be able to see fucking anything, you know. All the side roads and shit. I'm not actually, looking for sort of I'm just sort of I'm just not sort of distraught, but a really important chapter for my life has kind of come to an end and another chapter is opening, and I don't feel it's wise to sort of, it really doesn't matter a fuck in one sense, you know what I mean? They're like, who cares, you know? But, yeah, I just wanted to go to some nice little hilltop somewhere and, you know, come out and have a bit of a discussion and a share. And, yeah, I got a phone call from a very important person yesterday, and I've been dealing with some really scumbag fucking assholes in a particular government department who thought that they could railroad me and get away with it. And they just about did, except I said, hang on a second, what they've done here is wrong. There's a whole heap of fucking full-on lying going on, just non-stop, you know. And so you know, that went through several sort of tiers, T-E-I-R-S, not, you know, several tiers of the legal system, and they were found wanting, and that made legal history in Australia. And, you know, I've had major heads of major legal departments saying, Shane, you're quite impressive, you know. Where did you get all these legal skills from? How come you're so capable? A number of them have asked me that. And, you know, I guess the straight answer is that, you know, I've got a brain between my ears and I can use it, and the best way to sort of gain any kind of fucking knowledge is experience, you know, and that like usually involves reading things and lots of hard work and cross-referencing and studying and tons and tons and tons of stuff, you know what I mean? And this is where I think there's sort of certain limitations with being a human as to how much you can sort of take in and how much you can digest and process and make sense of and, you know, compile, you know. Because I said to some schoolgirls on a bus, they were talking about dementia and people getting old and stuff, and I said to them, I think sometimes people just do sort of lose their minds, you know, whatever. But sometimes I think people, you know, when you're born, you sort of come into the world and your head is like a filing cabinet, you know, it's basically completely empty, and the more stuff you do and the more you retain and the more sort of you have to sort of process, basically it's like eventually that filing cabinet becomes extremely full and, you know, it gets hard work to dive back into there and trying to find a fucking document that was filed 17 years ago or something. It just gets hard, you know. And so what I did was let's get to this here. I don't think I've been up this road, you know, and I hope it doesn't turn left and go into a mud road, but it sort of looks like it. Because I'd like to just get up to the top of a hill and face the car into the rising sunset so you can see how lovely it is. So, you know, there's all the limitations of being a human, you know. And what I find is that there's so many clever people who know so much about so many things. And it gets kind of like, for a mere sort of mortal, there's just staggering amounts of smarts, and if you can only sort of encompass even a sort of fraction of it, it's pretty amazing. But, you know, that little fraction is just like 0.1% of all the fucking, you know. I mean, people are just doing shit that's so amazing, and I just sit there going, wow, you know, fuck. So, you know, I just sort of think, well, the limitations of being human, you know. You can't read enough, you can't write enough, you can't study enough, you can't get enough done because there's just so much of it, you know. You know, but there's also that factor of everything sort of in. Oh, this has gotten real muddy, so they put sand and shit on the road so it's not a greasy fucking ski slope. If you can understand how to, you know, bake a cake, then you can also understand how to sort of make cast iron, you know, and cast objects up, and that means you can also make dental implants, and that, you know, everything sort of relates to everything else. So there's not much in isolation, but, you know, I look at the world of physics and maths and science and stuff and how many fucking absolutely extraordinarily clever people are that just nut shit out using pencil to paper type stuff, you know. And as my good friend Einstein once said, you know, I stand on the shoulders of Maxwell Clerk. You know? But, you know, he said he was one of the greatest fucking, you know, physicists in the fucking history of the universe sort of stuff. So, you know, people just sit down with pencil and paper and nut shit out, you know. But anyway, so I've had all these fucking, you know, sort of genius level legal people, you know, with all these smarts and all this experience and all this other sort of stuff, saying, you're fucking amazing, Shane, you know. And I think, well, I don't think so, you know, I'm not that amazing, you know. You know, and in these legal proceedings, I was foundering because there's just so much to do and I can barely, you know, I get confused and fucking, there's so much complexity and stuff and, you know, a bit rusty and all that sort of stuff. And they did, I did a lot of work, but they did all the heavy lifting, you know. And I would have failed miserably without them, you know. And, oh, there goes a rabbit. This looks more sandy rather than greasy clay. Bit more granite in the mix. And, yeah, so I got this phone call from this fucking legal guy and he's a sort of big knob in the department, in a particular department, and he's telling me how, out of all the people he's ever worked with, that I'm one of the very best he's ever fucking come across. And, you know, that it was a real privilege for him to be working with me and all this other sort of stuff. And, and I really kind of thought, well, he sounds sincere, and I don't think he was making it up. But without this legal team, without them, I would have been fucked. I wouldn't have been able to do it, you know? And so I don't think I'm that amazing, you know? And yeah. This looks like a nice spot. This looks like a nice spot. We can just sit here and watch the sunrise. Bit more of that. And, yeah. Yeah, the colour changes. So, you know, these guys, I don't think I'm that amazing. You know, and there's plenty of, I just sort of see that I've got certain life experiences and there's always room for improvement. And, yeah. But, you know, this guy and his legal team, they went up against a major government department in a royal commission. And these people are very good, and I had to take a lot of fucking humble pie not to sort of scream and infuriating kind of, as this guy ran me through endless detail over and over and over again, kind of like being nagged. But, you know, he helped me see a lot of things in different ways, you know what I mean? And, yeah, so this guy was, you know, I don't know who was heading what, but he was a major instrument in, you know, taking the government on and dealing with a lot, this major, but huge government department really persecuting people at a royal commission. You know, and I just thought it was odd that he was saying that to me, you know what I mean? That, you know, you're one of the most amazing people I've ever had the privilege of working with. You know? So, you know, and they were a big inspiration for me to, you know, I have a tendency to get up in the morning and go, oh, internet, oh, messages and fucking, oh, look at, you know. Because one of the things about the MGTOW website is that there is an incredible amount of people and there's an incredible amount of smart people putting out a lot of really, really, really good content. And a lot of it is so incredibly fucking educational. And I've had to sort of back off what I am watching because, you know, it's sort of like, you know, it's sort of like putting meat into a meat mincer, you know. It'll just sit there, grind, 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 grind. But you can only sort of process so many kilos of meat an hour. And, like, if you can, say, turn, say, just a home-type meat mincer, we'll just say if you can turn, say, 10 or 12 kilos of meat into meat mince, into fine mince every hour, you know, but there's so much content. You got like about, what is it? The voices in my head are just saying, roll forward a little bit more down to the corner and aim your car slightly to the west, because the sun's not going to come up straight in front of you. It's going to come up at a different angle. And I'm saying, yeah, but I want the car to be sort of pointing a little bit upward when I do it, you know what I mean? So that the sun comes up dead centre. I think that'll do it. That's sort of like a variation of the Aboriginal flag, you know what I mean? Where it's yellow on top, orange on top, a yellow round thing in the middle and black below it, you know what I mean? Yeah, but what this involves is enormous amount. What this is like a legal precedent. This is being a sick. These cunts set me up and lied after the people in the government department that came after me. They set me up and they went after me, and they lied. After they used lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, just fucking total bullshit, you know. And what they did is they fabricated their entire case, you know. And that just doesn't go down too well, you know. But yeah. And what they did is they, what it came out was that in the proceedings and the kind of like a judicial inquiry and all this sort of stuff, was that they failed to consider the impact of what they were doing would have on my human rights. You know, the rights to a place to live and the right to fucking, you know, happiness and health and all this other sort of stuff, you know, just because I'd been really, really, really sick for quite a while, very seriously ill. A huge lung infection, which almost killed me, and that transitioned into fucking diabetes, where I hung on to the end, where I just thought, you know, I was able to sort of offset how much the blood glucose levels. I was drinking about 14 or 15 litres of water a day, you know, and pissing like a racehorse. And because I'd analysed the average constituents of fucking sweat, I was able to offset the electrolyte loss of sodium chloride and potassium chloride by making up electrolytic sort of drinks to drink in volume, so I wouldn't piss all my salts away and fall over dead, you know. But you know, when I went to see the doctor, you know, I was absolutely fucked all the time. And the doctor, they said, "Oh, we'll give you a blood test, just see how you're doing," you know. And I said, "Okay," you know. And then that was in the morning, and in the afternoon they rang me up and they said, "We want you to come back to the fucking hospital. Can you come right now?" You know. And I said, "Oh no, I feel all right, you know. Bit fucked, but I'm feeling all right." And I said, "Look, I've been driving around and all this sort of shit, and how about I come over tomorrow?" You know? And the blood glucose levels was, I think, 23.5 mmol, and the average person should be somewhere around about 5 to 5.4 or something, and I was right up there. And you know, I'll turn this, I'll adjust that fucking thing down. Yeah, it looks a bit more like it. Yep. And so that was just majorly fucked from the diabetes. And then started getting all these really bad fucking heart problems, you know. And you know, as well as, you know, broken spine and a few other fucking issues here and there, but sort of majorly fucked. And if these lying fucking cunts had succeeded in getting an eviction based upon falsifying all the evidence against me, it would have killed me. And so the issue of human rights, I was as sick as a fucking dog and had been for about probably 3-4 years, you know. And yeah, 4.5-5 years, yeah, something like that, you know. And so as a result of this department and the place where it was initially heard failing to consider you know, the impact upon me of what an eviction would create. They'd failed to add consideration to my human rights. You know, basically, you know, if I had been evicted, I would have died. You know what I mean? I was so sick, really fucking sick, you know. And what happened, what has now happened as a result of this, this, you know, in my own little, tiny little, almost insignificant way, because I stood up to them and said, fuck, you don't fuck with me and get away with it, you know. What this has led to is doing an appeal and doing all this fucking hard legal work. And, you know, like, I feel like I'm like sort of like 5 or 10% of the equation, and the people who supported me in this, in this big legal team, they did like 90-95% of all the fucking hard, easy 95% of all the hard work, the heavy lifting, you know. Well, that was, what that has led to is that in the issues of especially unjust evictions, it has now led to national sort of ramifications of landlords must, landlords and tribunals and all this sort of stuff must take into consideration the effect that an eviction would have on someone's human rights. And they were asking me if it would be okay to put in a, to include this material in their annual report. So not only has this gone across all these community legal centres, what's happened, that's huge, you know what I mean? And they did a big sort of a, they did a big presentation to all the community legal centres about this. That was about 6 or 8 months ago. And now they're they asked me if it was okay to include this in their annual report. You know, one of the sort of most significant cases in sort of legal history. You know, and this has just had a huge, you know, there's all sorts of law. There's corporate law, criminal law, you know, human, but this is in the area of human rights laws and tenancies, you know. And now that, because of all these fucking globo homo fucking cunts, being Dan Andrews and all these other fucking shits, just destroying their, and all their arse lickers that go lockstep little bloody Nazis, you know, destroying our economy, destroying fucking tens of thousands of people's lives, or hundreds of thousands of people's lives, you know, and mass murdering with these bullshit, you know, vaccines and all sorts of crap. This has just thrown a huge spanner in the works for them. You know, that people can't get trodden on and fucking walked over and kicked into the bloody garbage bins of history, you know, and killed off through being homeless and stuff, you know, because what it is now is that there's not enough. The price of rentals on the housing market is so high that a lot of people are just plain homeless because they can't afford a place to fucking rent, you know. And a lot of people are homeless, you know. Or they're saying, do I, you know, do I fucking eat today, or do I put a fucking, turn the light bulb on so I can see in the fucking dark, you know. And there's also, you know, bringing in the refugees and exterminating all the people of Australia and flooding the fucking country with refugees. You know, the population replacement programs. They're saying, oh, fuck, what was it? I forget the exact number. I'm not going to try and lie. But they're saying, you know, in a say Australia's got a population of 25 million and there's already no, there's no fucking housing to be had, you know. There's just nil. In another town where there's, I'll zoom in on this, it's quite nice. Yeah. You know, and, you know, in a town of, say, 1,400 people, say 6 or 7 years ago, there used to be, say, 20 houses on the market up for rental at any one sort of time. But because they fucked these cunts, Dan Andrews and all these fucking arsehole bloody scumbag mates and the, you know, the scumbag, you know, prime ministers of Australia, all these fucking lying bloody leeches, these corporate fucking shitheads, you know, the infiltrated fucking corporations posing as governments, you know, because they fucked over millions of people all around Australia, you know, trying to exterminate them with the blood clot death shots and fucking with them and fucking with their employment and fucking with jobs and fucking with the economy and all this other sort of stuff. It caused all the prices of land and property and housing and rental, it caused all of that shit to just shoot right up off the fucking planet and then become unaffordable. So people, you know, they couldn't afford to pay their mortgages, they couldn't afford to pay rent, all this sort of stuff. So there's staggering amounts of fucking homelessness, you know. And all the people in the big cities all came out, all moved out to the country where the property prices were lower and the rents were cheaper, you know. And, you know, so in a town of, say, 1,400 people, now, you know, the queues for, you know, the real estate agents for getting properties are now really long. And in a town where there was once, say, 5 or 6 years ago, there were, say, 20 properties available on the market to rent, you're lucky to get sort of one or two, you know. And I know a few people in the real estate agents, in the real estate agency sort of industry, and they're all saying that they're wanting, there's so few fucking people left to rent places to. There's so few places to rent to people, and there's so few people in the country putting their places up for sale, that they're basically going out of business. And so they're asking the councils to release large amounts of land for new development and stuff so people, they can sell property and stuff, you know. And yeah. So we'll wait for, I'll wait here for the sun to pop over the horizon, you know. It looks a little bit, it's lovely actually. This is a nice place. It's warm enough. And, yeah, so the legal ramifications, you know, is that because it was so hard going, it was really hard going, and is quite sort of suicidal at times, many, many times during all these legal proceedings, and just being overwhelmed with the fucking corruption and the lying and the fucking scumbaggery of the people in this bloody government department, you know, and the bullshit that they pulled. You know, you know, and being so fucking sick, you know, being really sick, you know, this is like, you know, crossing out of fucking, in the end stages of fucking diabetes on my feet type stuff, you know, and transitioning into sort of, you know, heart failure type territory, and then another year of that, and then getting a pacemaker. You know, these people, they can't get any fucking lower than what they were. But because I, as sick as I was, I knew that if I was evicted, and especially under false pretenses, you know, I would have died. I wouldn't have been able to make it, you know. There's nowhere to go to, you know, winter's coming on, you know, I'm fucked. And I can't cope with the fucking heat. You know, if it gets above, say, 27 degrees, I'm fucked. I've got to go to bed. I can't deal with it, you know. And, you know, so... yeah. And these cunts were relentless. They were on my case and they were fucking relentless. And because I stood my ground and said no, and with the really, really magnificent help of this fucking legal team who did all the heavy lifting, I'm still got a place to live. And what's the words? You know, and I had, you know, a big knob, a big knob lawyer is very good, telling me I'm one of the most amazing people he's ever worked with, had the privilege of working with. I thought, I don't deserve that. It's nice, but, you know, maybe it's true. Maybe there are some assets there. You know. Don't know. But the sun's about to pop over the horizon. It's about another 6 minutes. Yeah, so I just woke up this morning and started getting all this stuff done, you know, and... you know, I might go raid the storage and get some fucking, since we are on the road. The sun's gonna, oh, so you can sort of pinpoint exactly where the sun's going to come up by we'll just adjust the light a little bit. Because remember, this is a... oh, it's too bright. I like the fucking sunrises and sunsets where there's a lot of... yeah, that'll have to do. Oh, it's... because the dynamic range of the camera isn't... it's meant for fucking easy photos on a nice day, with people standing in the park smiling. You know what I mean? It's not high-end, really, really high-accuracy sort of photographic kinds of fucking things. But I might get out of the fucking car, put the camera on the roof, have a good look, find the mounts. So I'm just about to... Oh, that's one of the good things about Australians. You get sort of certain sorts of characters and people and sort of regular kind of people. And, I'm sifting through the shit, and one of the actors out of a Yeah, and friends being friends, well, there's this Aussie guy who was there's an Australian movie called Death in Brunswick, and I really like, well, if I see something more than a couple of times, I sort of lose interest in it real fast, because I can sort of remember John something or other is the actor's name, and what he said was that He said that make it look a bit more lifelike. And so I'm just sort of scrounging around for some fucking camera mounts to pop this bloody camera on the fucking roof. And the word of this in John, in the movie Death in Brunswick, the guy was saying to Sam, oh Jesus, fuck Sam, you couldn't find the fucking hole in your ass, mate. Or something like that. But sometimes the best culture is not sort of, you know. So I'll have something to eat, and as soon as that bloody sun's over the horizon, as soon as it pops its beastly little head, you know, all bathing humanity in dangerous radiation. So, yeah, I get the feeling there's the sun is sort of, is actually obscured by, is actually obscured by clouds. So, yeah, I got that phone call. I think the guy was being sincere and it was heartfelt and it was a genuine compliment. But it doesn't mean I'm not going into this sort of shit, like, you know. But when I see how well they worked, I thought, well, fuck, you got room for improvement, Shane. Yeah. Of course, the legal team for the evil people, they were putting in documents that were like, you know, 1,000 fucking page submissions, you know. And there was a lot, you know, it was a huge thing. But this, so in going through all of this, I've benefited, but it's also going to stop people riding roughshod, you know, over fucking people, you know. You know, the judge who reviewed the proceedings, she looked at all their stuff and basically, the way I saw it, she sort of registered that these people were a pack of cunts, you know. That they hadn't considered fucking my welfare at all. They were just lying to get me out, lying to get their hands on the fucking property and lying. It doesn't matter if I'm sick and nearly dead, you know what I mean? Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's nowhere else to go, you know, it doesn't matter. And she said, yeah, it does matter. This matters. The law matters. Principles matters. Ethics matters. You know? And that's what my legal team also said too, you know? You matter. Your life matters. You count for something. You know? So, yeah. So I got up early this morning. I woke up about 3. I went to bed about, I don't know, 10 or 11 because I was really tired. You know, had a solid 4 or 5 hours sleep, woke up at 3 a.m. or something. Got up, did a heap of stuff. And my sort of disappointment is that there's so much really, so many fabulous men putting up so much really fucking amazing content on MGTOW TV that I don't have time to watch it all, you know? You know, there's just, you know, so I've got to kind of, it's a disappointment. And there are ways to deal with things like, you know, put it all in low, where it's possible to put the videos in. To put the videos in very low resolution. And, yeah, that's where the sun's going to pop up, just over there. And we'll go a little bit darker. Get the colour matching as far as we can. That's looking, that's sort of looking accurate enough. And the windows are fogging up. And the sun will sort of, I think it'll become visible through the clouds in about 5 minutes. So, yeah, open up the window. Ba ta ta ta. Boom, 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 boom. So, I don't really want it, but it would be really good to have a camera that has a high dynamic range. So the really bright bits are bright and the dull bits are dull, you know. And the colours are accurate. Because, you know, the really sort of, because that sort of as it is now, that's how it sort of actually looks to me. Where the sun's coming up. But the clouds, that's sort of what the clouds look like. So either it's super bright, you know. So it's hard to get sort of, you know, you can't get the limitations of the dynamic range. So you either get a false sort of brightness or, And a false darkness, or you get washed out brightness or fucking darkness that's just about black, you know. That sort of looks like the sun's kind of shining through. I'll feel a ray hit me in the face any moment now. So if I turn up the fucking contrast, that'll just blur out totally. You know, it'll just go into interstellar levels of overbrightness. And if I keep the contrast levels down, then this is going to hit me in a minute. I can feel the cosmic rays. I'm just about to slap my face. Yep, it's about to happen. We shall rejoice. Oh, that's about as good a trade-off as I can get. You can actually sort of see the sun. I'm actually turning bright orange in the morning sun. So I just had to come out for a bit of a drive and share this with you guys, you know. Shane, with the help of quite a number of very fucking competent people who have also been years and years and decades of experience and enormous amounts of help from a lot of other fucking people, you know. We went and changed legal history so that, you know, so that scumbag fucking landlords and of course, in the jurisdiction that the matter was sort of initially heard, you know, I can't say that this is the case, but it appeared to me to be the case that the legal guy who heard it and made a determination without human rights, it seemed to me that he was in the pockets of the fucking government, you know. And I said that to my lawyer. I said, you know, this is what it looks like. It was like, you know, he was just about pissing himself with the excitement that he could swindle this fucking deal this way. And he was just about high-fiving the fucking people in the department that had, you know, forced the eviction by falsifying evidence against me. And he said, no. I said, no, what's going on is that they tend to sort of work in, they tend to come from the people who hear these cases and determine them, tend to come from, you know, administrative backgrounds and, you know, they tend to fucking, you know, think like that. They don't think in terms of the cost, you know, if you're too sick to fucking look after yourself properly, then too bad, you know, you're supposed to keep the place in pristine condition. And I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, you're going in and out of fucking hospital and all sorts of shit. And, you know, a really, really fucked. Not just a bit fucked, but really fucked. You know, that you didn't do a good job of maintaining the property. So, therefore, that justifies kicking you out. And, you know, the fact that I'm really fucking, like, terminally fucking ill. You know, not now, but, like, I'm, you know. That doesn't matter. You know? Well, it fucking does. And this sort of, you know, where they have to consider human rights is like, fuck. That's changed case law history in Australia, you know, and that's all also flow on around the world, you know. So this is a good thing. You know, this is fucking one, you know. And that's just really crippled. This is, you know. So my lawyer gave me some sagely advice about a few things, and that's really good. Yeah, I might see where this fucking road goes. See if I can get up to the top of the fucking hill. What was that that fell off? Oops. That wasn't bogged. It was a third gear start and not a... We won't go overland because I find it smarter to walk the fucking trip first. But you go, oh, nice long grass, that's lovely. Boof, mine shaft, you know. So, so that road there looks like it's... No, that's erosion. So I sort of feel quite sort of, you know, teary and sort of overwhelmed, you know. Is this a good place to go? I think so. A big gutter, a big rut down the middle of the road, saying, drive into me, get stuck again, for fuck's sake. So, we need a dirt sample. just got a handbrake on. Oh, what the fuck's that?